What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do ghosts or dark entities ever get confused as to who they're targeting? Are they completely infallible in their thinking?
On the wall.
It's a question you have to ask, because sometimes it almost seems that they're sometimes can be just as confused as the living. A lot of times we have this preconceived notion that when you're dead, you suddenly have all this knowledge of like everything, and there are no questions, you just have the answers. I don't know that that's always true. Even for something dark and ominous, at least that's what I'm led to believe in our next story. A mother and daughter terrified by a shadow entity that seems to be lurking around them. Lurking around the daughter in the woods, following her home at night, and eventually crouching outside of the door, claws on the window, but initially targeting the wrong person in the house, or so it seems. Take a listen. I have experiences with the paranormal since before I can even remember. My mother and I are both what people would call sensitives. She'd come to my room at night when I was very young because I'd be talking to someone. She told me the stories of this and how she could feel someone in the room with me and would tell them to leave me alone. I have several stories which I will share over time. My first story, but not my first experience when I was in high school. This is a two-part story. We were having a friend and family get together one evening. My best friend was there, and so was my boyfriend at the time, plus others around our age. We were taking turns on my ATV. It was my BFF and I on the ATV. As we ended up in a very wooded area, an area I technically wasn't allowed to be in as it was away from my home. My BFF and I had a paranormal experience together before, and this was going to be another one to add to the pile. I stopped the ATV because I thought she had yelled my name in my ear. She was sitting behind me and I was driving. I stopped and she asked me why. I told her that she shouted my name in my ear. I thought something was wrong, so I stopped to find out why. My friend was puzzled and told me she hadn't called my name. Confused, I turned to look at her, and in the corner of my eye, I saw something in the woods. I turned back, and in the distance between the two trees, I saw the shape of a man, except he was completely black. I froze. I've had a lot of experiences with shadow people growing up, and my instincts were screaming at me. My friend behind me gasped, seeing the figure herself, and urged me to get us out of there. As she said this, the figure suddenly leaped towards us. I gunned the ATV and headed towards home. Back on the asphalt, the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. I could sense something following us just as fast through the woods on our left. A loud bang made us both shout and jump in our seats as I took a sharp turn onto my street. When I pulled into the driveway, we bolted inside. We discussed the bang and neither of us could figure out where it came from. We had both turned towards the sound which had come towards the woods. There were no houses on that side of the street. After a bit, we calmed down and didn't tell the others, who took their turn on the ATV, what had happened. My boyfriend then wanted to get on with me. I hesitated. It had been about an hour since the incident, and I was much calmer by then. I agreed. That was a mistake. My boyfriend was driving. I was seated behind him. We were on the grass between the road and the sidewalk, going nearly at max speed. The next thing I knew, we hit an invisible wall. The ATV seems to have crashed into something, jerked to a sudden stop. We were thrown off the ATV, which then apparently kept going and crashed into a tree while we crashed into the ground. I lost consciousness for a few seconds because I remember the impact, that my boyfriend shaking me awake, looking terrified because I hadn't responded at first. He helped me sit up, my head pounding. My first words were, "What did we hit?" My boyfriend shook his head and said he had no idea. I told him I was okay, and we immediately started looking around for whatever it was that we had run into. However, there was no hole, dip, or rock. Nothing but smooth grass. Nothing to explain why the ATV suddenly just bucked and threw us off like ragdolls. It seemed like too much of a coincidence after that Shadow Man experience earlier, and suddenly we were thrown off the ATV for no reason. The ATV was magically unharmed. We took it to his house to clean up and then returned to my house and told no one what happened. I did tell my BFF, of course, who immediately thought the Shadow Man was involved. I wish it ended there, however. That night, after everyone had gone home and everyone was asleep, my mom came into my room and asked if I was okay. I told her I was, but I got this strange gut feeling. I got up, went into a small family room at the front of the house where my mom typically ends up on nights she can't sleep, and sure enough, I found my mom sitting on the sofa. I asked her what was wrong. She then told me that she had gotten up to go to the kitchen to get something to drink. When she had been in her bedroom doorway, she suddenly saw a large, dark shadow streak across the back sliding door, which was, to her, to the immediate left side. With no lights in the back of the house and no house behind ours and the shadow being too big to be a bird, she couldn't explain it. She'd also gotten a very dark feeling and chills, and immediately my face popped up in her head. Concerned, she went to check on me. Note that both my parents' bedroom and mine are at the back of the house. My sister's room was across from mine at the front of the house, next to the kitchen. The shadow had gone from her end of the house and straight towards my end. Spooked because of earlier experiences, I sat down with my mom on the sofa. We talked for a bit and she said she was cold and was going to get a blanket from her room. She left and I immediately followed, not wanting to be left alone. To get to my mom's room, I must go towards the sliding door, which is adjacent to my mom's bedroom door. I was just a foot from both my mom's door and the sliding door when something dark and large, nearly a third of the sliding door's height, flew across the door from my right to left. From my right side of the house to my mom's side of the house, I froze and my mom stepped out and asked what was wrong. I told her I saw it, the shadow, just then. She ushered me into the small den where we stayed for hours until we both were too sleepy to keep our eyes open and were calm enough to go to sleep. The next morning, my mom shook me awake and told me to come in there. I followed her to the front door just a few feet to the right of the family room sofa we had been sitting on most of the night. On the long, narrow glass window next to the door, near the bottom was a handprint with five overly long fingernails, as if something had been crouched down at the door and had pressed a hand on the glass trying to peek in. It seemed that the Shadow Man had been intent on getting into my house last night. It's the only thing that made sense. My home is blessed many times over and couldn't come in. It also seemed like it was following me even through the house. My mother and I are very similar, and I wonder, to this day, if it had started on my mom's side of the house, thinking she was me, and then realizing its mistake had gone looking for me at the other side of the house. When I left my bedroom, it went back looking for me, and then finally realized I was in at the front of the house. Luckily, the Shadow Man never got near me again, I think. I was very cautious for a long time after this incident, keeping my mental blocks up. It was an experience I will never forget.
Now I'ma put it down like that. I'm leaving, I ain't coming back. You don't like the way I act.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday morning. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.